This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A wildfire mitigation project along Rampart Range Road northwest of Larkspur in Douglas County is now underway. The U.S. Forest Service plans to thin nearly 750 acres of forest stretching from Indian Creek to south of the Sunset Point Trailhead. Additional traffic is expected through April. Temporary closures may affect access along that route. After the underbrush is cleared, prescribed fires will be part of forest maintenance to create wildfire fuel breaks. Meanwhile, homeowners' insurance premiums are rapidly rising in Colorado. The main culprit? Not wildfires, but hail. CPR's Ishan Thakur explains.
That's according to a new analysis by the state's Division of Insurance and the Governor's Office. They looked at insurance data from 11 Colorado counties and estimated how wildfire and hail risk were affecting premiums. Hail is the number one driver of spiking insurance costs, even in counties that barely experience storms. Wildfire risk, on the other hand, is typically raising costs only in the highest risk areas. The data show that reducing hail damage by installing stronger roofs could save some homeowners hundreds of dollars on average every year. Some relief for high premiums is on the way. A new law takes effect this year, requiring more transparency from insurers about rates. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
Three Colorado Avalanche players made huge contributions in Widge for their prospective countries at the Winter Olympics today. Nathan MacKinnon scored a power play goal, and Cale Makar had an assist in Canada's 5-0 rout of the Czech Republic.